CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Go out to dinner?
Yes, yes, sure. You're always saying we never do anymore, and then once in a while it would be fun, so...
Oh, yes, dear, but why didn't you suggest it this morning?
Because I didn't think of it this morning.
Well, I...
All right, now, what's the problem?
My hair. It looks terrible.
Your hair looks fine. You always wear a hat, anyhow.
And you just say, dig up a babysitter. Well, you know, that's easier said than done.
Well, you can try, anyhow. Now, can't you just go to the phone and...
Yes, I suppose, but I can't expect her to get dinner for Betsy and Bobby. I'll have to feed them before we go.
Why don't you call Sally Hutchinson down the road there. She seems like a nice girl, and... kids like her.
She charges 75 cents an hour. Most of the teenagers do. She can't come and I call Mrs. Gibson. She charges $1 an hour.
Well, I know. Well, what are you going to do if that's what they charge? You have to pay it or else you sit home all the time.
Honey, you're the one who's always saying, let's cut down.
I know. But I thought it'd be nice if we got out of the house for a change and had a nice dinner somewhere. You didn't have to cook and do dishes. We could go to a movie maybe and hold hands.
Huh? All right, dear. Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, you told me this morning.
Well, I didn't think of it this morning.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah, uh-huh.
All right, look, if it's going to be a big production, to heck with it. Forget it.
No,
just
no,
forget
no,
the
no,
whole
no,
thing.
No.
We won't go.
I'll try to get a babysitter and then pin up my hair. Oh, going out's a wonderful idea, dear. Really.
Waiter.
You better eat your dinner, dear. It'll be cold.
I cannot eat my steak with a spoon.
Well, borrow my knife.
Look, when I come to a decent restaurant and order an expensive steak, I think I got a right to expect a knife and fork. Shouldn't have to reach across the table and borrow my wife. Well, waiter, may I have an... Oh, Sally's gone again.
Take my knife and at least cut your steak. It'll be stone cold, dear.
Stone cold now.
You had knife and fork. What happened to them?
Well, I used them for my marinated herring, and he just carted them off.
When you get his attention, would you ask again for some more butter, please?
Tell you, this sort of thing burns me up. You know, I got a notion to get the manager and make a complaint here.
Well, don't make a scene. We wanted to have a nice evening out, you know.
You realize that we sat here nearly 10 minutes before the waiter even took our order? Then we waited another 10 minutes for the first course, and he never brought us any water. He never brought us any water at all, you know.
I know it. The busboy's job, isn't it? I mean, they're the ones who seem to bring the water. The bread and butter. Maybe you better ask a busboy for more butter.
Yeah, well, where is one? They disappear, too.
It really is a little outrageous. Wouldn't you think in a nice place like this, they'd bend over backwards to give you good service?
Yeah, well, they bend over frontwards when it's time to give you the bill, I notice.
You asked for some A1 sauce, too, dear. He didn't bring that either.
Oh, yeah. Waiter.
That's not our waiter, dear.
Well, where is our waiter? I mean, dear. Look, would you look? There's two waiters just standing over there doing nothing. Look at them, see? They've looked
Don't
right
point.
At me.
Don't
All right,
down.
They won't budge an inch. Well, I'll just have to help myself, I guess.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I am going to walk over to where they keep the silverware over there and help myself to a knife and fork.
You are not. Now, just sit down. How will that look?
I don't care how it looks. If I'm paying for the steak, I'm going to eat it.
Wait a minute. Sit down. I think that's our waiter coming now. And please don't make a scene, darling. Let's not spoil this lovely evening.
Right. Oh, waiter. A knife and fork, please, and some A1 sauce, and my wife would like some...
What's the use?
I tell you... All right, come on, let's get out of here. We'll never get to the movie by the time the feature starts.
Well, you haven't finished your coffee, darling.
Well, I asked the waiter to bring me some cream at the same time he brought me the check, and he just brought me the check, so... Well, it's life, I guess. If you got any change...
Just a minute, I'll see. How much do you want? What's the bill?
$12.36.
$36?
Yeah.
Well, the steak dinner was $4. How did they get
Look, they weren't dinners. Everything's a la carte. Two steaks, $8. Then there's potatoes, there's Caesar salad, bread and butter, dessert, coffee. Oh, yeah, marinated herring first. That's all extra.
Well, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have ordered anything first or even dessert. Honestly, I don't even enjoy eating out when it costs so much. I really don't.
Well, as I said, what are you going to do? And as you said to me, don't spoil the evening.
No, I guess not. Well, I've got some change. How much do you want?
Well, let me see. Well, never mind. No, I don't need it. Unless you've got 6 cents and I can leave the right change and we'll just get up and go. We won't have to wait for them to bring the change.
There's a nickel and a penny. What are you putting down there? How many ones?
Well, it's $10 bill and 4 ones and 36 cents.
But you said the bill was $12.36 and I... You're not tipping him $2, are you?
Oh, come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's get
you're
out of here.
You're not tipping him $2.
Look,
you are not tipping him
$2. 15%. 15% of $12.36 is $1.84.
I certainly would not leave a $2 tip. You always overtip. Here we haven't had any service. I wouldn't even tip him at all. What are you giving him $2 for? For what? Here you've been furious over the poor service, and then you just... want to hand him $2. Why?
I don't know. Because he expects it, I guess, and everybody else does it.
Let us just leave the amount of the bill, and that is all, and walk out.
Oh, well, you can't do that.
Why? Maybe some of these waiters would realize it's time they gave some service. Why can't you just pay the bill and walk out?
No, look, I know you're right, but I haven't got the nerve to do it. Come on, get your coat on. Let's go.
I don't understand you. You always overtip anyhow. But then when we don't get any service, why? You're such a mouse. I mean, it wouldn't bother me at all to walk right out without tipping him one penny. It really wouldn't.
Come on now, dear. Lower your voice.
It makes me so mad.
People are looking at it. There we are.
Oh, thank
come
you,
on, dear.
Thank you very much.
This way?
Well, good evening, sir. I hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fine. Thank you very much. Come on, dear.
I beg your pardon, sir. May I speak with you for a moment?
What? You want to say? Oh, yes, of course.
I thought you'd like to know, sir, that I am not included in the gratuity to the waiter.
What? Oh, I see.
I thought you'd like to know, sir. Good evening, sir, madam. Table for two.
What did he say, dear?
Well, just the nerve of that guy.
What did he say?
He says, I'd like to know that he was not included in the gratuity to the waiter. In other words, I should tip him separately.
Who is he? I don't even remember seeing him before. The head waiter?
He just walks up and asks for a tip. He just tells me he thought I'd like to know. Boy, that is a new one.
Well, now, don't lose your
that
temper.
That is
Let's
a new
just
one.
Just get out of here. We won't come here again.
No, here he comes again. Here. Look, I'm darned if I'm going to be intimidated.
Were you
now,
waiting,
dear.
Jason?
Yes. Matter of fact, I was. Could we step over here in the corner and have a quiet little talk? You were kind enough to give me some information. I'd like to get all the details.
Oh? Well, certainly, sir. I am rather busy, but I certainly...
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I don't think it'll take too long. Now, naturally, you understand, when my wife and I eat out, I do like to do the right thing.
Well, of course, sir. I only meant to explain to you what...
Yes, I don't like to slight anyone, you understand. So, naturally, I'd like to know exactly who it is I'm supposed to tip when I dine here.
Yes, of course. That's entirely up to you, sir.
Yes, of course. But I'd appreciate knowing what's expected so I don't make the same mistake. Next time.
Oh, the waiter, of course.
Yes, the waiter and the busboy.
Well, if you wish to, sir, that's up to you. The busboys do get 10% of the waiter's tip.
Yes.
It's quite all right to give him a little extra if you wish to.
And what about the doorman? I mean, it's very kind of him to open the door when we walk in and open the door when we walk out. And he does say good evening and tips his hat. Shouldn't he get something for all that?
Dear.
I'm just... getting some information, dear.
Well, if you want to give something to the doorman, sir, that's up to you.
And then there's the hat check girl, naturally.
Well, naturally, yes.
And when I go to the washroom, there's the attendant who hands me a towel.
Dear.
That's a quarter. Then the woman's room attendant who hands my wife a towel. That's another quarter, isn't it?
I only spoke to you because I thought...
Because you
like
wanted
to
me to know what's expected of me, and I appreciate it. Then there's the parking lot man who opens the door of my car and helps my wife in and closes the door.
Sir,
now, I could hardly expect him to do all that work for nothing, could I? Couldn't expect that, could I? Well, he does expect a tip, frankly, doesn't he?
Well, yes, of course, but it's entirely up to you.
Yes, I understand. Then there's the captain over there who gets us a table even though we don't have reservations and even though the place was practically empty when we walked in. It was quite all right to slip him a little something, wasn't
it? Yes, sir, as I said, that's entirely up to
you. Well, now let's see if I have it straight.
Dear.
No, just a minute. I want to get this straight.
Dear,
there's the doorman. There's the hat check girl. There's the captain. The waiter, the busboy, the men's washroom attendant, yes. the woman's washroom attendant, the parking lot attendant, and who else? But that was
here.
That's eight now, I think. Is there anyone I've forgotten? Oh, yes, here. You. Now, I assume that you're the head waiter. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And if you have any complaints,
I'm not complaining. I just want to get it straight, that's all. You see, we don't remember seeing you before. I presume you led us to the table and handed us the menus. Is that right? That is the service you gave us?
Yes,
and since this is a restaurant, may I ask how we could have ordered dinner unless we had some menus?
Dear.
Now, are we supposed to pay for the privilege of looking at the menus to see what we want to eat? Furthermore, are patrons supposed to be subjected to the embarrassment of being reminded whom to tip?
The class of people we generally have here, sir, do not have to be reminded. We cater to people who appreciate it.
I do not object to paying for service when I get service, which is hardly what we've had tonight. Now I will thank you to show me the way to the manager's office.
Dear, go to sleep. I can't get to sleep with you lying there muttering to yourself.
Well, I'm still burned up.
Well, I'm glad the manager of the restaurant wasn't in. I'd have hated another scene. I couldn't even enjoy the movie thinking of the way you talked to that head waiter. So embarrassed,
dear. Look, you're the one who didn't even want to leave the waiter any tip at all.
I know, and I suppose you're right. I've heard waiters don't make too much in salary. They count on their tips, I guess.
The waiters in that place probably make more money than I do. What makes me so mad is that all my life... You were right. All my life, I have over-tipped. I know that. I know it. And to have that guy walk up to me and act as though I'm some stupid hick from the sticks who has to be reminded that he should be taken care of, too. Well, what did he do? He led us to the table and handed us two menus.
Well, I didn't even remember him. Oh, I hate this whole tipping business anyhow. I always have the feeling that I haven't tipped enough, but at the same time, I feel I've tipped too much. Because I don't always know what I'm tipping them for at all.
Oh, I know. You walk out of a place and the doorman says, taxi, sir, and you say yes. And there's a taxi standing right there.
I know.
So you walk over to it and the doorman races to open the cab door and then you hand him a quarter.
Yeah.
For what?
A quarter? I never give more than a dime.
Oh, well, women are notoriously bad tippers.
Oh, that's so. Well, that's bad tippers, yet you get mad that you hand somebody a quarter for opening and closing a cab door. Doesn't make sense, dear.
Yeah, I know.
What I hate is paying for a towel in a washroom. Say I go in there just to put on lipstick and comb my hair, and the girl rushes up immediately. You know, stands there holding the towel, so you say, no, thank you, and then you feel she thinks you're not a very clean person if you don't wash your hands. But I hate paying for a towel. It just makes me so mad.
I know. Well, I guess some of those people need the money.
You're feeling guilty now because you didn't tip the head waiter after all?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Really?
The point is, you don't mind tipping if you get the service, but why somebody should get a quarter for just opening the door of your own car, which you've done yourself thousands of times.
I know.
Can do better than he can do it.
Well, darling, go to sleep. You said before this is the way it is. What are you going to do, you know?
Stay home, I guess. Can't afford to go out. Oh, then I had to tip the usher at the theater for finding your gloves,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, go to sleep, darling, yeah.
Because no cream for the coffee, you know. I never did get that A1.
If you heard it at all, you heard it right. Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney are returning to these TBS radio precincts. Beginning Monday, February 29th, yes, that's the magic date, Monday, February 29th, Crosby and Clooney will sing their songs in their own ways in five great daytime shows a week. Joining Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, and Art Linkletter, Bing and Rosemary make it a solid 4 out of 4 showbiz foursome every weekday on this local CBS radio station. Premiere for Bing and Rosemary, Monday, February 29th. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.